passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey everyone, JJ Cooper here on another Baseball America Playoff Podcast. Got a solo edition today, trying to get this out before we have our two games today, but I did want to talk a little bit about what happened last night as we had the Rays come from behind to knock off the Astros 2-1. And I have to say, if you're the Tampa Bay Rays this morning, as you wake up, I think you feel like you stole one. I don't think that that was a game that the Rays necessarily probably should have won, but they did. You know, Jose Altuve hits a home run off of Blake Snell in the first. Okay, you know, the Astros jump out to an early lead. But more than that, Blake Snell kind of dodged and weaved through the third, through the fourth, and to come out of those two innings, if you're the Astros with no runs, you had a line drive by Kyle Tucker that could have been kind of an at bat that could have broken open the game in some ways. Instead, it's hit right at shifted shortstop, and it ends up being a double play. Nice play there by Willie Adames, but also that's a nice positioning. But you felt like as this game went to the fifth inning that this was a game that really, even though it was 1-1 at that point, this was a game that was the Astros to win, and they didn't win it. And Blake Snell dodged, weaved, didn't pitch great, but did get five innings. And after that, Mike Zunino basically gets the single to give the Rays the lead, which, again, is kind of shocking because it was Mike Zunino, who's not exactly the most ferocious bat in the lineup, maybe the least ferocious bat in the lineup for Tampa Bay. But he gets a big hit, and from there, not only do the Rays shut down the Astros, but again, the key thing here is the Rays shut down the Astros while effectively resetting much of their bullpen, which was pressed further than the Astros because the Rays had to go to a Game 5 and kind of had to do an all-hands-on-deck version of winning that Game 5 against the Yankees. But they managed to do so in a game where John Curtis, Ryan Thompson, and Aaron Loop are the ones who handed off to Diego Castillo. Now, Diego Castillo is absolutely one of the top relievers in the Rays bullpen. Aaron Loop is not. And the fact that the Rays went to Aaron Loop in the eighth inning and survived that in a 2-1 game is significant because Now, as we get ready to continue what is going to be a slog of a series for these bullpens because of the fact that there are no days off, you have a situation where the Rays' bullpen is reasonably well rested, which was a concern coming into this, especially when Blake Snell was struggling early on in this game. But that's the thing that stands out to me about this game more than anything. And one of the things I loved about it is, I'm going to write about this if I find time at some point at Baseball America this week. I would love for us to figure out a way as baseball to take these off days that we've taken away this year and keep them out of the playoffs. I know that there are some minor downsides to that. And one, I think, of the most significant ones is if you have a best of seven with no off days, you really don't have a possibility that an ace is going to take over a series where he goes, potentially even goes three times in the series, which doesn't happen very often now, but, you know, could happen. You're not going to see that. But the trade-off from that, I think, is pretty significant. If this was a typical ALCS with multiple off days, I don't think Blake Snell throws five innings. I think he's probably pulled very quickly in this game because he was really scuffling, which he's done at times. I mean, he was just struggling to locate the breaking ball, especially in a couple of those innings. And that's a big important part of the Blake Snell arsenal. He really did kind of just battle, but because this was a best of seven with no off days, the Rays didn't have a whole lot of choice other than to let him battle. And to his absolute credit, he did. He got through five innings. He got through five innings allowing only one run. He got through five innings handing off the ball to the bullpen, having kept the Rays in a tie game when he walked off the mound. And I just don't think that that would have been what we would have seen in a normal ALCS. And I think that that's good for the game. I think that if you are a casual fan, it is easier to be caught up in a game where you're watching a starting pitcher who is normally more of a known commodity to the casual fan. Blake Snell is a former, Cy Young winner, than it is watching John Curtis and Ryan Thompson go out there in an endless wave of relievers. I think that that was good for this game, and I think this is good for this series. I think we're going to see the same thing when we see the NLCS start today as well. I like this being much more like regular season baseball. I like the idea. Now, it didn't really happen this year because all of these rules were put in place after the trade deadline, but I would like the idea of seeing teams coming up to the trade deadline, not looking at it simply as, okay, do we have three starters we feel really good about and now we're going to bulk up our bullpen, but looking at it and saying, we need to have four starters, not just because having four to five good starters is important during the regular season, but also because four or five starters could be important for the postseason as well. That's, to me, that makes playoff baseball more representative of what regular season baseball is, and I think that's a good thing. I think that that's something that is beneficial as a fan, but also beneficial as a player or even an organization, because we want it to not be something where the three batter rule has helped this in some ways, but we want it to not be just an endless train of relievers. Not that these relievers are not great in many cases, but at the same time, it just doesn't, I think as far as the entertainment product, and baseball is an entertainment product at the end of the day, an entertainment product of seeing games be a cascade of five, six, seven pitchers in a game is not as compelling to the casual fan. And I do want baseball to get the casual fan as well as the diehard fan. I don't think it's as compelling as watching two starters battle, even if it's just for five or six innings, and then we hand it over to the pen. And that's what we saw in game one of the ALCS. Framber Valdez it is kind of weird and unfortunate in some ways that Framber Valdez gets the L, Blake Snell gets the W. I felt like Framber Valdez pitched better overall than Blake Snell did, but wins and losses are an arbitrary thing. And the reality of it is that it did, when Framber Valdez walked off the mound, they were behind in a situation they never came back from. He had a couple of, just a couple of batters really that he struggled with. Blake Snell struggled a lot more, but there is something to be said for battling around traffic. And Blake Snell has had some history of battling around traffic this year, and he did it well again here. And the other thing I did think that stood out from this game is Diego Castillo. I do like the Rays kind of, I don't know, three-headed monster in the pen, five-headed. Is it an eight-headed monster? Take your pick. But Diego Castillo was very impressive to finish it off. And again, the fact that he was able, he went 1 2/3 innings, but he only went 17 pitches. I kind of feel like that was, yeah, he had to get up and down, but I kind of feel like that was more like a one inning outing where you talk about a situation where he comes in and boom, double play, inning over. Let's move it on to the ninth. I feel like that the Rays, this was a game that would have been very easy for them to have lost. It was a game that the Astros, it would have been very easy for them to have won. And over the course of a best of seven, the fact that the Rays won this game and did so while getting really their bullpen reset for the rest of this series, I think that that could be very crucial as we go through the rest of this week. It's going to be fun to watch. We have another game coming up this afternoon. That's why I'm going to keep this relatively short so we get this posted. But man, it was fun to watch. I'm fascinated by, I think we just had a lot of great playoff baseball so far. I hope we have another day like that today. And so on this abbreviated Baseball America Playoff Podcast, I'm JJ Cooper. So long, everybody.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.